Hello, this is Chetan Narula reporting for Cricket World from Auckland. New Zealand have qualified for the final of the 2015 ODI World Cup by beating South Africa by 4 wickets in the first semi-final at Eden Park on Tuesday. New Zealand scored 299 for 6 in 42.5 overs in a rain-affected game in reply to South Africa's 281 for 5, thereby winning with one ball to spare, according to the Duckworth-Lewis system. Grant Elliott scored a brilliant 84 not out and capped it with a stunning 6 of the penultimate ball as New Zealand won a cliffhanger of a semi-final at Eden Park. With this victory, New Zealand have entered the World Cup final for the first time and they will play the winner of Thursday's second semi-final between Australia and India in Sydney. New Zealand faced a revised target of 298 under the Duckworth-Lewis method after South Africa made 281 for 5 in 43 overs, which included nearly 2 hours of rain stoppage. Then McCallum scored 59 of 26 balls and gave a blistering start to his team. But then he fell in the 7th over and Kane Williams was out in the 9th over, leaving New Zealand at 81 for 2. Martin Guptill and Ross Taylor built a 47-run partnership, but Guptill was run out and JP Duminy dismissed Taylor to once again cause problems to New Zealand. However, then came a 103-run partnership between Elliott and Corey Anderson and New Zealand appeared to have the game in hand with 6 overs to go. But Morne Mokgele took his 3rd wicket and regained the initiative for South Africa by taking his 3rd wicket and conceding only 1 run in the 30th over. And by the start of the 43rd and final over, New Zealand required 12 runs to win. They started with a bye, a single and a 4 to Daniel Vittori and then another bye, after which Elliott smacked a 6 off Dale Steyn. Earlier, AB de Villiers has set up South Africa for a big finish with heavy hitters in hand, only to be denied 7 overs when rain came, as they were 216 for 3 in the 30th over. He produced a rapid 65 not out, and after the rain break, David Miller scored 49 runs of 18 deliveries to help South Africa get up to 281 for 5. De Villiers was in command in the lead-up to the rain disruption, cracking 60 of just 38 balls, but when the weather cleared and play resumed, he could only watch as Miller took charge. The rain affected Faf du Plessis as well, who was out for a well-made 82 runs on the second ball after the restart. However, after winning the toss, South Africa had elected to bat first and gained early momentum with quick boundaries. Trent Bolt took figures of 2 for 53 and dismissed both Hashim Amla and Quinton de Kock as he rocked their top order. But thanks to AB de Villiers and Faf du Plessis, South Africa's innings recovered, only to be thwarted by the rain break.